Sunshine State.
Yeah, it'd be good to get up there. A bit of nice weather. We're actually leaving a bit of good weather down here, though. You guys will roast while we're up there. Might be getting a bit of respite from the heat.
What's with heading up there? I mean, it seems like that's the cool thing to do at the moment.
I think it's just a bit of a change-up. Pre-seasons can get pretty stale down in Melbourne. So to head up there, it's got some different weather up there. Obviously, I've been up there with Brisbane, and it's very humid. It's very hard to train. And if you get the hot part of the day, it's very hard. It's good. I think a lot of clubs will start going to heat now. It's a bit easier than going over to Arizona and going up to the snow. So it's a quick, easy trip. Changes up the pre-season, so a bit of a refresher for the boys.
And what will be the focus over the next couple of days?
Well, we've got a lot of new guys. We've got a lot of relationships to build with coaches, players, everyone. So the main reason probably is to go up there is training. But obviously for us, we just need to build some relationships with the new guys at the club.
Is it a bit about leadership building and stuff like that up there as well?
Yeah, it is. We need to figure out what, as a club, we want to stand for and the values that we want to stand for as a club. And obviously in that is the leadership. So we've just got to see. We'll come up as a group, as coaches, meet probably tomorrow or a little bit later than that, and just figure out what we need to lead as a football club, and the leaders will pick themselves from there.
What sort of goes into that? Are there any meetings or surveys from the players? What the sort of things you're looking for in the leadership group this year?
Yeah, obviously it'll probably, I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm assuming it'll be players and coaches, sort of the values that we want to lead, and then, as we've said the whole time, the leaders will jump out and lead those values already. So the leadership group and the captain of the club should just pick itself.
Is that something that you'd like to get involved in somewhere down the track?
Yeah, well, I'd love to. But as I said, you can't just say you're in it. So the players and the coaches will pick it.
There has been a lot of talk about the captaincy. Would that be a dream come true for you?
Yeah, it would be, but I'm still very young. I'm only 22. And Murph's a terrific leader. But as I said before, it's... there's so much to go into it that you can't just say yes me or yes him. It's a collaboration of the players, the coaches, the staff. Everyone chooses it together, and the right person will come out.
So what about these young guys? They've gone to Tasmania. They've had a bit of a hard slog down there by all reports.
Yeah, they reckon they had a hard slog. It looked like a bit more of a holiday for me. So they went down there. It was a really tough camp for them. So, but how many jobs do you get to go to Tasmania 1 week and then up to the Gold Coast the next? So. They'll enjoy it, but by all reports, they were really good down in Tasmania. They're a great group of kids, so fingers crossed we can get some talent out of them as well.
And what's training been like in Melbourne? Like, have you done some different things this year?
Yeah, we've done bits and pieces. They're a lot longer sessions. The whole of the club is sort of getting involved in what we're doing. On a Monday morning, we have a couple of people from upstairs come down and train with us just to sort of get to know each other. It's small, but it's building relationships with people. At football clubs, you sort of get a bit disjointed with the players and the people upstairs. So it's great to have them down. It's a great initiative by the club.
Jacob, there's a lot of talk about him. I mean, how's he settling in? There's a lot of hype.
Yeah, he's great. But as in the video before, once you get drafted, you're just at a football club. Yeah, it doesn't really matter how you got there. Everyone's on the same sort of playing field. So he's good. He's a really good kid. Got a good head on his shoulders. So he'll be good.
And Silvani, I mean, that's a dream come true, isn't it, for him?
Yeah, it is. His old family's here. Thought they'd bring all the Silvanis up to the Gold Coast. So, no, family vacation. But, he's good. He's another great kid. I can't speak highly enough of the kids that we've got.
And yeah. Brendan Bolton, how's that going as well?
Yeah, good again. He's a teacher. You can tell his mindset from the day that he got here. He just wants to teach and he wants us to learn. And that takes both parties. You've got to jump on board about what he wants to teach. But he's going really well. The boys are loving him as a coach so far, so fingers crossed.
On track, what have been some of the differences from previous coach to Brendan?
I guess we've broken it down a lot more this year. In the past, we've sort of just jumped straight into the sort of full ground motion drills and stuff like that. But this year, we've sort of stripped it right back and we're building the foundations to then move into those drills. But there's too many things different to point out one, but just new philosophies, new coaches bring new things and their own way and their own style in coaching and teaching. So as I said, so far it's been a great pre-season.
Sounds like the morale's really been given a boost over the last few weeks. That must hold you in good stead for next season. Obviously you want to improve and move up the ladder.
Yeah, obviously last year was a tough year for the playing group, the coaches and the football club. So a fresh face brings a fresh new era to the club. So, and you can sense that around the boys that there's been change and everyone's really enjoying it. I think from the club upstairs to downstairs. It's just a bit of a fresh air, and home field success will come. So we've just got to keep going about the processes and go from there.
Realistically, where do you think you can finish?
It's too hard to tell. It's every club comes out this time of year and everyone thinks they're going to win the premiership, but we're just focused on just improving. Really, it's a long way up when you're coming from last, but we've just got to focus on the small things, and just little wins for us will be massive during the year.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
No worries.